Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, your host for Consider This Northumberland. In the face of everything that's going on, it's nice to hear different stories about our community. So I'm doing a special series called Take a Moment to Consider This. These are shorter interviews in a distinctive format, but just like my regular show, these will be stories about the people that matter from the front lines and from behind the scenes, those who make a difference in your life and the community. So I'm asking you to take a moment away from your busy day to consider this. The meeting of uncontrolled forces of a pandemic combined with economic uncertainty is placing hardship on many people. For some, it is difficult to provide the most basic needs like shelter and food. Local food banks help people who face this insecurity, whether it is a family or an individual. During the pandemic, local food banks remain open. On average, in West Northumberland, they serve more than 600 households every month. But as the economic realities of the pandemic settle in, those numbers are expected to rise. Behind the scenes is Food for All. This is a story about this county-wide supplier and what it's doing to ensure everyone is being fed. Food for All is a centralized warehouse operation to assist food banks and meal programs across Northumberland. It is run by the county government. It supplied 14 food banks and nonprofits in 2019, along with 40 school nutrition programs. Rob O'Neill, the county's food security services manager, is the person behind Food for All. But he's not alone. Nearly 300 volunteers put in thousands of hours to help ensure food and other necessary items are available to those in need. Like so many of us, getting groceries is not easy. Going into stores only to see empty shelves is concerning, leaving us to wonder if there'll be enough. For Food for All, the same concerns arise. It tries to keep sufficient stock to stretch over 3 months, but there is always a worry.
Our focus right now is just on our local food banks. So we have 12 food banks that are operating throughout Northumberland County now, and they're all operating on pretty much their regular hours. So that's what our focus is right now, is making actual deliveries to each of the food banks, some on a weekly basis and some we're getting to every couple of weeks.
Part of the strength for Food for All are its relationships that it has with suppliers and others in order to source what is needed. A good example recently was the need for bread. O'Neill reached out to find a bakery willing to supply fresh bread, and this has made a huge difference. There's also the ability to store items. With its warehouse, Food for All can receive large donations. It can store and organize items to meet the demand for each food bank. This way, food banks are not competing with each other. While these things seem stable right now and the supplies are flowing, there's always an unease about the future. Already, a small surge in food bank use has taken place, and there are worries it could get worse.
We haven't seen a huge spike in our demand across Northumberland County yet, but it's still pretty early in this situation, so it'll be interesting to see as the weeks roll on whether this demand, has a sudden spike at all. But we're in a pretty good situation right now to deal with it.
Luckily, people are generous. Northumberland Hills Hospital staff came through with a $2,600 donation, along with a number of other local businesses. Grocery store chains are making donations to national and provincial organizations like Food Banks Canada and Feed Ontario. Since Food for All is a member of these larger groups, it benefits from those gifts. Still, the demand is there. In a normal year, Food for All would distribute 1.4 million pounds of product. That could easily go up. So Rob continues to prepare, organize, and search for what is needed, to be certain those on the front line are able to guarantee there are no empty bellies in Northumberland. If you are interested in helping out, call Food for All or go to the Northumberland County website. Or Google Food for All Donate and follow the links. Or you can go online or call any one of the food banks or nonprofits near you. Well, that is another story from Consider This. I want to thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. Please listen to my regular current affairs show on Fridays at noon. If you have any ideas or suggestions for this show, please email me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to consider this.